And there was no, like, here we, I always feel like we're under such pressure to get finished, you know, and that sort of thing. But what I used to do with this Tuesday thing is, hey, I don't care. You know, we're going to meet every first Tuesday of the month, and we're going to, and here's our agenda for the next 5 years. You know, it's, you know, we're starting out with turning, we're going to stand carbide, then we're going to this, whatever it is. And but you're going to get together, and if you'd have that kind of a meeting, and the customers, you know, say, okay, before we begin, are there any questions or anybody want to talk about anything before we get to our agenda? Okay, somebody, well, I got this account down here, wants this. Okay, let's meet after the meeting. Let's go take care of that. I want you to call here with me. Okay, let's set that on the agenda. You know, so we make notes of stuff like this. Okay, now all that stuff's out of the way, current business. Okay, now let's get back into, you know, here's carbide, W and C and tungsten, all this kind of stuff, and go through the program. If you have that kind of relationship with a distributor where you're meeting with them regularly, I mean, I thought it was fun. We'd be talking about stuff, and then no problem. You know, they'd share stuff with you because they know your heart is in it to help them. And then you're working with these guys on a regular basis, but every first Tuesday or Thursday or whatever the heck it is, you have a meeting with a distributor early in the morning and get on the road. Get the meeting is done by 9, so spend 2 hours with these guys and go on. Okay, let's see. All right, now the next thing here is is just something that I read one time, and I really think this is very cool. So I threw the chart in, and I haven't really shown this to anybody before. You may have seen it someplace, read it where I read it. But it does, I just had a guy, I have a client, and you know, they have a lot of people on the phone, customer service people on the phone. They sell medical products. And these people make pretty good money, like $75,000. They're inside, and they sell medical supplies. And they're very, very good. And I was watching them on the phone, you know, and a customer calls up, and they're, you know, well, would you like me to tell you the status of such and such an order? You know, and they're talking on the phone. They got headsets, and they're typing, and they're changing screens. It's quite amazing how these guys operate. All the people on the phones are pissed at the company. And they said to me, they got this website out there, and the website, you know, you can do a shopping cart and all this kind of stuff for the website. And I said to them, hey, as far as I'm concerned, that makes perfectly good sense, because there's a part of the market out there that just wants to go to the internet and wants to buy it. And there's another part of the market out there that wants to call up Gary, you know, every Tuesday and talk to Gary and put him and find out how things are going, all this kind of stuff and whatever. So it's an independent market. And this chart kind of shows that. So what this chart shows is on volume sales, that means gazillions. Customer's going to order 50,000 inserts. That order is probably going to be taken direct by the manufacturer. Direct by the manufacturer. And there's very little added value. There's no, you know, there's no hand-holding, there's no stroking, nothing like this. The order goes right in, and this is a transactional efficient. So there might be a pipeline directly from the user to the customer to the manufacturer, and it's a direct thing. There's no added value or anything. A huge amount of sales goes in here, but very little value is provided. Now, you got catalog sellers, which are over here. They're not doing a lot of volume, and they're not providing a lot of value either. But they do have a legitimate cornerstone in the marketplace, and that's right in here. Some people just, you know, I'm buying 5 inserts. I know what I'm doing. If Chris was in business for himself, he wouldn't need you guys. He just want to call somebody, and he's not going to be able to call Seiko and order something direct, and he doesn't even want to. He's making money. He's got a great thing going. He just wants to call somebody somewhere that can ship him something overnight, and that's a catalog seller. Now, over here, you got the solution sellers. Now, these are the guys, if Chris decides he's not going to buy a machine and start a little company, what he's going to do is he's going to be going out and calling on customers and providing solutions. High amounts of volume. He'd be great for me if I started a business. I got my Morisiki machine over there, but I really don't know what I'm doing. I need a guy like him because he can come over and give me a solution. I'm never going to give him an order for 50,000 inserts. I could never do that. So he's going to charge me more, but I'm okay with that. And that's the solution sellers. And all these guys are trying to increase their markets. You know, the direct, they're trying to come down, direct sellers trying to come down. And you can see all this happening. You know, if you look out there, you can see, you know, Kennametal used to be all direct. You know, now they got distributors. Val and I used to be all direct. Now they got distributors. And they're all trying to get into these different niches. And these are where the full partners are. The partners provide lots of value, and they get lots of volume. Full partners. That requires a lot of trust and commitment. And there was a period when there were partners in a bigger sense. And today, I don't think there's that many partnerships out there. I really don't know. But it seems to me I'm seeing these partnership thing. You know, like, what can you sell it to me for today? You know, tomorrow could be someone else. And that's kind of a feeling. I don't know if that's true. But partnerships can be the best thing in the world. And EDS was a perfect example of a total partnership. GM actually ended up buying EDS. But EDS took over everything that GM did with computers. All the people, the equipment, software, everything. And it was a full partnership, totally. So, you know, do you have accounts out there that you could become full partners with? When I was a sales manager, that's what I strived for at accounts, was becoming a partner with them.